For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following comes to us from SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, who reported via a new study that the misuse of prescription drugs, according to data from 2002, 3, and 4, shows that the misuse of prescription drugs has become the second biggest illicit drug problem behind marijuana use. The study estimated that about 2.7 million people ages 12 and older first misused prescription drugs each year, compared to an estimated 2.1 million new users of marijuana. Non-medical use of prescription drugs was highest among 18 to 25-year-olds, followed by the 12 to 17-year-olds. Drugs like hydrocodone, including Vicodin, were especially popular, as were oxycodone-based drugs like OxyContin and Percocet. Quote, while marijuana continues to be the most commonly used illicit drugs, the misuse of prescription drugs is clearly a growing national concern that requires action from multiple segments of our society, end quote, so said Assistant Surgeon General Eric Broderick, SAMHSA's acting deputy administrator. Quote, we know that 70 to 80% of those 12 or older said they got their drugs from a friend or relative, and very likely those came from the family medicine cabinet. Only 4.3% got the pain relievers from a drug dealer or other stranger, and only 0.8% reported buying the drug on the internet. Parents and other caregivers should store their prescription drugs carefully and dispose of any unused drug before they can fall into the wrong hands, end quote. Also want to make note of the fact that while I was gone to Bolivia, that Mr. Milton Friedman, the Nobel laureate, passed from this earth. He was one of the few people left alive who was born before this prohibition began. Here's a quote from him. If only a small fraction of the money we now spend on trying to enforce drug prohibition were devoted to treatment and rehabilitation in an atmosphere of compassion, not punishment, the reduction in drug usage and in the harm done to the users could be dramatic. This plea comes from the bottom of my heart. Every friend of freedom, and I know you are one, must be as revolted as I am by the prospect of turning the United States into an armed camp, by the vision of jails filled with casual drug users, and an army of enforcers empowered to invade the liberty of citizens on slight evidence. End quote. That from Milton Friedman in a 1990 open letter to Bill Bennett, big government conservative. Mr. Friedman was a guest on the Cultural Baggage Show twice in the past few years, and we will surely miss his experience, his attitude, and his insight towards drug prohibition. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.